The Strathalbyn community has come together after a car fire to raise funds for a boy to buy a new bike. On Saturday morning, Jet and his family were going to visit his grandmother in hospital. He had $200 in his mum's car, but due to an electrical fault, the wallet and interior burned. Neighbour Matthew Reed created a GoFundMe page to cover the loss of the money for the bike. The goal of $200 has been surpassed. Jet's mum, Taya Peake, joins me for a quick chat. Hi there, Taya. How are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
Quite a whirlwind weekend. How are you feeling?
Oh, I know. Such a whirlwind. A lot better today, thank you. Yep, a very scary time it was on Saturday.
So what happened on Saturday?
Me and the kids were in the car with the doors closed, ready to head out to see my mum that was in hospital. And my boy started screaming in the back seat saying, "Mum, there's smoke and fire." And I said, "No, we've just started the car. I'm sure it's all right." I looked, I got out and opened the back door, and sure enough, there was some red flames coming out of his door.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So within a matter of me being a crazy woman up and down the street, a matter of 10 minutes and me sending the kids down to the end of the road, my car was up.
Yikes.
In flames.
Yeah.
So very lucky I reversed it out of the carport, because we wouldn't have a house right now. So
wow, geez. Mm. And it's just some kind of electrical fault, something you'd never anticipate.
No, not at all. And I literally seen the wires on fire in the door, like in the door frame. So that's obviously where it came from, and just starting the car must have just triggered something. I don't know. Very scary, very bizarre. But we're lucky we weren't driving on the freeway when it happened.
Oh, absolutely.
The door didn't lock with us in the car.
Oh, dear. Now, the CFS, were they on scene pretty quickly?
Oh, they were. They were amazing. It felt like a long time, but it wasn't a long time.
Yeah.
They were just amazing. So supportive. They hung around until the tow truck was confirmed to come. So they stuck here with me and, yeah, just amazing. And the whole street, Frensham Lane, they all just pulled together, got me coffees. They bought me dinner last night, took my kids, bought me chocolate.
Oh.
So the whole street have just been amazing. All helped me clean my garage out. Everyone has stuck around, pulled their gurney up to clean the carport off.
Oh, what legends. And Matthew Reed, your neighbour, also created this GoFundMe page, which is just beautiful.
I know. And then he told me, he said... and he said, I didn't know, he goes, "I didn't tell you because I said for him to take it down." He said, "I didn't tell you because I knew you'd tell me to take it down." Because my little boy said to me, "Mum, did you get my wallet out of the car?" And then I just looked at him and I said, "I'm sorry, darling, I didn't." And he just started crying, and we were heading out to buy him a bike after I'd seen my mum at hospital. And his money only got stolen a couple of months ago as well, and he just got it back. So this is the second time he was going to try and spend his money he'd been saving since last February. So this has just been a godsend that Matt has done this, because now for the third time my boy is going to be able to spend his money.
Oh, he must be absolutely stoked.
Oh, he is. He just can't believe it. The smile on his face this morning when I told him, he just said, "So now I can get my bike." I said, "Yes, third time lucky, sweetheart. We'll definitely be getting this bike this time."
Oh, that's such a great story. And
isn't it?
And are you okay for insurance for your car?
Yeah. I'm going to get that sorted today with my car. So, I will hopefully be okay with that. And then we'll get that sorted. My girlfriend has lent me her car. Their family has lent me their car. So, and I've had lots of offers on Facebook of people just messaging me saying that they've got a car I can borrow. So, just amazing.
Well, Strath community, I think.
I know.
Yeah, I only hear good things about the community over there, so it sounds like you found a beautiful spot to live, so well done to you.
I sure have. Just amazing. Being a single mum too, just having, support, but male support as well, to help with the kids, and, it's been amazing.
Oh, great.
Amazing. Well,
all the best, Taya. Good luck with getting a
new
car.
So
thanks so much for your
Thank
time today.
You. Bye-bye.